From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities. Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Raleigh, how you doing? Great to have you join in the broadcast, man. Oh, so much fun. Love North Carolina. Used to live there. Used to live in Carolina. Know the area well. From those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including Parts Unknown. And Parts Unknown, you know who you are. Love Parts Unknown. Isn't that what Donald Trump would say? We love Parts Unknown, right? We do. We really do love Parts Unknown. Welcome to the show. Going to be a good one. Here's the deal. Let me give you a heads up. You know, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. God, you love him. I know you do. I get the emails. Love him. AWR is traveling right now today and able to jump in, and believe me, it's going to take the two of us to try to fill these shoes of AWR Hawkins, but I think we can do it, is the great Kurt Schilling from Whatever It Takes over on Breitbart. And I participate on his program every Tuesday for 2A Tuesday. You know what that 2A Tuesday means? You liberals might not know what it means. It means Second Amendment Tuesday with Kurt Schilling. We talk about all the fun stuff and all the things that matter to us as gun owners. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of those stories running on Breitbart right now. You know that crazy alt-right site, right? We're going to go there and cover what I would have covered with AWR. We're going to get a whole different perspective on these things from the great Kurt Schilling. Kurt, welcome to the program. Can't wait for this hour. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. We'll call it, what, 2A weekend. How about that?
That would work. Yeah.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Do you have anything you want to get out first? You want to give us a heads up of what's coming? I want you to tell us about Whatever It Takes.
Well, I mean, from a world's perspective, I'm following the election in France because I think it's just another log on the fire as the world begins to watch the common man try and take his country back. I mean, it started with Brexit. I think it continued with Trump, and now we're watching France. But right now I'm actually in a Twitter fight with Snowflakes on Twitter, so
I saw part of that. In fact, I responded to one of them
a
couple minutes ago, so I'm going to continue to look at that. They don't know anything about what we talk about. Maybe they'll get an education if they'll open their eyes up. But yeah, I want to continue to watch it. Where can people follow you on Twitter?
At Gehrig38.
Gehrig38.
You might want to get somebody to filter it for you, because I generally don't pull a lot of punches. So.
No, definitely not. It's always fun to read. Gehrig, Gehrig38, if you want to follow him during the broadcast. I am. And I just love when the haters come out. You see the intelligence level there, and it's just so fun. But the snowflake is a great way to describe it. And, you know, they're all little fraidy cats, got to go to their safe room, scream and cry, you know, that kind of thing. It's fun to agitate them from time to time. All right, let's start with this. Let's go to France, because yet again, Kurt, another terror attack
right
in a country, gun-controlled country. Here we come again, AK-47s. When are these people going to figure this out?
The gun control is, I think, probably a secondary issue to the fact that this is what open borders looks like. And if the people in the United States haven't watched Belgium or Germany or the Netherlands or France multiple times or the UK and understood that there is no country in the world where open borders is safe. I don't care that the EU tries to be one giant, big, borderless hemisphere. It doesn't work that way. And you watch this election, and I guess the question is, why on earth would you not be voting for Le Pen and a safe,
right,
secure border? What's happened in the last 12 months to make you think that what's going on right now is working?
Would you feel safe in France today, right now?
I wouldn't travel to France right now. I really wouldn't. And it's not a I'm scared of the world thing. I think it would be irresponsible to take my family to France right now. They can't protect each other. They're sure as hell not going to be able to protect tourists. I keep hearing people say, you know, if you don't have that Easter weekend celebration, that's what the the terrorists want. No, that's not what they want. They want to kill people. They don't care if we have an Easter Sunday celebration or any of those. But that's not what they're doing this for. They're doing this to kill people. There is no ulterior motive. And you know, they've made it very clear to us and very clear to the world what their intent is. And I guess we watch the left continue to say, yeah, but they don't really mean that. No, they actually do.
No, they do mean it. They absolutely do mean it. And you know, this goes back to, you and I've talked about this before, but this is the core that is central to the issue we're talking about relative to, we can take it to really any topic, but for what we're talking about here, this is at its core, that evil exists. And you know that. Evil is real. Evil wants to kill you. It wants to take your life. It doesn't care that you just found out you're pregnant and you're on your way home to tell your husband. It doesn't care that your grandmother is expecting you. It doesn't care that you just lost your father and that you don't feel good. It doesn't care you have a two-month-old and a two-year-old. Evil wants to take your life and take your watch with it because they don't care. And as long as people can't figure that out,
well,
we are doomed.
They can't figure it out, Mark. They just refuse to accept it, because if they have to, accepting that for a liberal ruins your worldview. Because this is, I mean, what did we hear during the primary and the general election from the DNC side of things? Well, you know, John Kerry said, listen, if the media would just stop talking about terrorism so much, it would happen less. And we heard people in the DNC say, the way to get rid of ISIS is to get these people jobs. And it's like, you can't be existing in the same world I am and saying stuff like that.
They do, though, and that's the scary part about it, because those people that do say those things actually believe those things. And, you know, this goes right back to the worldview. We'll go to Venezuela in just a second, because Venezuelans, once the new henchman there wants to give guns out to all the socialists to keep free elections from happening. Funny how that works. Take them away from everybody else. But, you know, Kurt, you said something. I wrote it down when you were saying it. You said they can't protect each other when you were talking about France. The they, I'll assume, means the authorities, each other meaning the people. Well, you know what? I thought, well, great statement. What about the each others?
Right.
They can't protect each others. The each others can't protect themselves either, which means they're literally defenseless, isn't it?
Well, it's clearly there are... You know, I guess I would start here. I heard somebody talk about this the other day. There's no country in the world you'd rather be in jail in. No country in the world you'd rather be a woman in than the United States. There's no country in the world right now I'd rather be a free citizen in than this country as well, because this is one of the few places in the world where I have the ability and the constitutional and the God-given right to defend myself. I mean, I remember the straw, I told you this, the straw that broke the camel's back for me was watching during the Charlie Hebdo murders from the terrorists that were running all over Paris, was the guy that dropped out of the car, picked up an AK-47, pointed at a police officer on the street who wasn't armed and gunned her down, and then walked over and put a bullet in her head. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, and it was one of those, you know, we were there a couple months earlier, and I'm thinking to myself, if I'm walking down that street, my family's gone. And that helpless feeling that I'm sure a lot of people are feeling around the world, that God bless, we don't have to feel if we choose not to.
You know, that footage was disturbing for a number of different reasons. I hated the fact that I had to watch that stuff, but I did. And I think every American needs to see that footage, quite frankly, as disturbing as it is. People need to understand this stuff, lest they make those boneheaded statements that you were just talking about that are knee-jerk reaction statements. You know, the Facebook killing video, as much as I hate to say it, I think people need to watch it. People need to understand what evil does.
It's like abortion. If people had to watch an abortion before they had one, they wouldn't have one.
You know, we see that to be the case.
There are so many things that the left won't acknowledge. It really is an out-of-sight, out-of-mind perspective. If I don't see it, and if I don't... Well, John Kerry, again, if we don't talk about it, they'll do it less. Well, no, they won't, actually. Nice try, though.
But no, actually, they'll do it more.
They'll
do it more so that they can get the attention, so that we do talk about it. I mean, the whole thing is convoluted. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, we're going to have a great remainder of the hour with you, Kurt. There's some stuff out there like Joe Manchin talking about Trump having the fortitude to make the Senate pass gun control, some of the stuff that A.W.R. Hawkins was writing about. I want to cover that with you. And just to give you a heads up with some of the other stories also, France, we just talked about France. AWR was writing about it being strict gun control, a paper tiger, of course. I want to go to Venezuela with you. Real crazy thing going on with gun-controlled Venezuela and the dictator over there promising guns to each socialist in an attempt to do what? Get upwards of 400,000 of his supporters to squash his opponent's demands for fair election. We're getting ready to take a break right now, but that'll give you an idea of some of the things we're going to talk about with Kurt Schilling. And then coming up in the next hour, Andrew Branca from Law of Self-Defense. And in addition to Andrew Branca, Law of Self-Defense, the captain, Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch. The remainder of this hour is going to be a lot of fun. Tie it down, put your seatbelt on. The great Kurt Schilling from Whatever It Takes, next, right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Dean Adams Concealed Carry Holsters provide maximum concealment for anyone who wants freedom of movement, trigger protection, and quick access. Our comfortable and functional holsters also serve as practical everyday wear for your EDC. Focused on comfort and safety, we have multiple patent-pending designs perfect for today's gun owner. For your concealed carry solutions, check out deanadams.com. That's DeanEadams.com. Or find us on Facebook at Dean Adams Official.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today, my special guest, good friend Kurt Schilling from Whatever It Takes over at Breitbart. You can listen to him. Kurt, the show is on from when to when? Tell people where they can find it.
Every morning, Monday to Friday, 9 to 11 Eastern.
Well, I'm following your Twitter feed. Yeah, I'm following your Twitter. You said 9 to 11, right?
9 to 11 on Breitbart.com. Yep.
Perfect. Now, I'm following your Twitter feed, and you're upsetting a lot of folks, and I love it. I love the engagement. I'm having fun watching it.
Well,
all right,
you know what? It's funny because you talk about, something about the University of Pennsylvania at Duquesne was griping about the Chick-fil-A on campus and the LGBT community. And I said, guys, snowflakes, when are you going to grow up and understand the world's not going to change for you? These people are tweeting out, tell that to Rosa Parks and all this. And I'm thinking to myself, you honestly believe this is a Rosa Parks event? Are you kidding me? Like, the LGBT makes up what? Less than 1%? And nobody actually cares as much as they want us to care. I don't care. I mean, nobody. This whole Bruce Jenner thing has turned into, I mean, it's a joke. The world doesn't care as much about some of the stuff as people want them to care about. And when you say that, they get offended.
But it's media-driven fanfare is all it is.
Yeah.
Simply media-driven fanfare. Nobody would care about it if they wouldn't talk. Nobody cares about it anyway. But it's just fodder for them to go at. You know, they've got Trump in the White House now. They don't know what to do. They're getting beaten back at every twist and turn.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what you do when you're constantly losing. Speaking of losing here, this is a story here about an Alabama girl expelled from school for a year for possessing a squirt gun. Did you see this?
I did not. But I've seen the story. I have not seen it.
Take a listen to this. This isn't from AWR here, but I wanted to cover this with you. It's been widely reported over the last couple of days. A 16-year-old Alabama girl caught by teachers with a water pistol was expelled for an entire year. Now, the interesting part of this story is she was given the water pistol in a hallway to put in her bag. She was duped into taking this thing by some guy who had brought it to school, and it was put in her backpack. The security cameras caught it. Another student saw a black gun going into her backpack, notified the school authorities.
Right.
They went and grabbed her out of class. You know the whole routine that ensues there. And now
all
they got
of those things, that's how it's supposed to happen, right? See something, say something.
Right.
And come to find out it was a squirt gun, I'm assuming.
Yep.
And it was probably, for what purpose? For a joke? For a prank? Whatever? I don't know. But come on. I mean, but you know what? This is where we're at. It's all about cover your butt. No one wants to be responsible for the legal ramifications of a lawsuit because everybody's suing everybody because everybody's offended by something stupid.
Can we ever get out of this position that we're in now? Or is it too late?
There's too many. There's too many softies. There's too many snowflakes. I mean, think about it. We watched the most corrupt woman in the history of politics get 60 million votes.
Unbelievable.
60 million people looked at her and said, yep, that's my choice. I mean, that's like wearing Velcro nowadays and looking in the mirror and going, yeah, this looks good on me. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me that we can be not just on the same planet, but live in the same country. When you look at what California's doing to itself, and everything from their gun laws to their crooked politics, the country is that state is literally underwater, and they keep trying to tell everybody, do as we do, do as we say, not as we do.
New York State, Cuomo, wanting tuition for free for everybody.
Right.
In state schools, not going to be long before New York is flat dead broke as a result. But yeah, I'm going to go back to that. Let me go back quickly before you continue to that thought. Can we ever get out of this? I fear what happens if we don't get out of it. My question to you on this is,
is this all media driven, or what role does the media play in putting us in this position by giving these snowflakes a voice?
Right. Well, because the media has lost its pull, its push. They have their snowflakes. I mean, people will go to them and talk and use their talking points. I'll just look at the climate change argument. I mean, if that's not enough to tell you where right. we're at, then I don't know what is. But they have those Clinton voters, and I think they have fewer and fewer as the days go by, because every time it feels like Obama or Clinton or Elizabeth Warren opens their mouth, the conservative voter is born. But I don't know. I think we're too deep into the rabbit hole.
To come out of it.
You know, and I'm not in it. Sure, I'm not. But it feels like the media is I mean, well, my God, Mark, look at what we're dealing with President Trump and this whole Russian thing. It's been 7 months. Not one scintilla of evidence right. has been made public. But it is still top of the fold. News every single night. What did Donald Trump say 2 months ago? I was wiretapped. They wanted to impeach him for lying and being treasonous. Come to find out, he actually was. And they continue to deny it.
Yeah, and this, but again, you know, I can go right back. I've been talking about this for years. I go right back to the media with this. Okay, this is the power and the danger of a media. So let me take this to guns now. Let me take this to gun rights. When the media reacts, which we see what they do. They push the Gabby Gifford stories, right? They push the gun control agenda. We're going to talk about Manchin here in just a couple minutes also. They've never met a gun control story or a gun control push or a gun control proponent that they haven't literally embraced knee-jerk without looking at it, reading it, and telling anybody the truth. Yet, Kurt, when the two of us talk on your show and on this program about that cop whose life was saved down in Lee County, Florida, by the CCW permit holder, the media doesn't touch it. That was one of the greatest human, if not the single greatest human interest story in this country. Black CCW holder kills black guy trying to murder a white cop, and the media never said a word.
Right. Well, it gets back to the double standard, and I hate to say double standard and hypocritical, because there's such innocent words when you consider what they're truly doing. I look at what they're doing as literally criminal, from the standpoint of they are pushing. What's the first thing that happens when you? Okay, so let's go back to what is it, Dylann Roof, the man who murdered 9 people in a church. What's the first thing that happened after that? They cried for gun control.
Right.
And anytime something happens, oh, no. You make this concealed carry story about someone who's legally licensed, and the first thing they say is don't politicize it. You should be ashamed of politicizing it. They politicize everything and anything, and they politicize things that aren't actually true to push an agenda that they want, and the media is complicit. The media has stopped being the media. There is no more accountability anymore. If they're allowed to lie, if they're allowed to omit news and make up stories, then they're not actually the media. They're a bunch of people who are pushing an agenda. Whether it's true or not is not relevant anymore. And that the more people that can see that, the better off we're going to be.
Okay, we've got 30 seconds. So let me just take this into the break. I want to segue to that. I want to ask you about Fox. I want to ask you the same question that I asked Alan Gottlieb in the previous hour. I'll explain that when we come back from the break. Because what you said, we're on the same page. This is something I talk about on a fairly regular basis. Anybody that listens to me over the last 10 years knows my disdain for the mainstream press. I believe them to be the single most dangerous entity we face in America today for the very reasons that you, Kurt Schilling, just outlined, and that is that they are a propaganda wing. It is no longer news. They are simply pushing an agenda. It happens to be a leftist agenda, and it's extremely dangerous when the media becomes a propaganda wing for that radical agenda. So when we come back from the break, I want to ask you about Fox News and what we're seeing happening there. Are we losing the only outlet we have? We'll be back right after this with Kurt Schilling. Do not go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call?
Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation, you heard Alan Gottlieb in the first hour of the program. Second Amendment Foundation, there's simply nobody any better than that. That organization is the one in courtrooms across the country. Here's the statistic. 80% of the pro-rights, 80%, listen to what I'm telling you now, 80% of the cases of the precedent being set in this country, pushing your agenda, pro-rights agenda forward, are Second Amendment Foundation cases. Don't think this matters in a pro-Trump or in a Trump world where pro-rights, when we're moving that pro-rights agenda forward, it's the Second Amendment Foundation that's the engine behind it. Okay, desperately need your help. We are in a historic position, historic opportunity to move our agenda forward over the next 8 years. Notice I said eight. Okay, critical, saf.org. You can join for as little as $5. Donate. Life membership is $150. Gosh, I seriously hope that you consider that. saf.org. I've got my life member plaque right here in the safest studio of America, these Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Also, USCCAOnAir.com. Get some business out of the way quickly before we go back to Kurt. The Gun of Day giveaway today is the Para Ordnance Black Ops. It's a great handgun. I used to have one. It's wonderful. You have 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 30 seconds from right now, from the sound of my voice, to head over and activate one of the three levels of the self-defense shield. Kurt's a platinum. I'm a platinum. You have right now 2 hours in order to get in if you want that Gun of Day giveaway, if you want to be in the running to win that. If you don't win the Gun of Day, you still have three shots, pun intended, to win the ultimate home defense arsenal, the grand prize being given away at the end of this month. Activate one of the three levels, silver, gold, platinum, up to 1.125 million in self-defense coverage. That's all you've got to do over at usccaonair.com. Very, very important right now. Also, I will be beginning Friday here in Atlanta at the National Rifle Association annual meetings, NRAAM, you might know that as. I will be at the Viridian Laser booth at 1 o'clock on Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, representing Armed American Radio for 2 hours, and that's on the Just the Facts stage with John Sheehan. We'll be taking questions from those of you out there. Going to be an awful lot of fun. That's on Friday, April 28th. On Saturday, I will be back at that booth at 3 p.m. Eastern representing Armed American Radio. Some of the other folks that you might want to come out and see, Rob Pincus will be there. I will be there. Kevin Michalowski, USCCA's Concealed Carry Magazine editor, will be there. Rob Latham from Springfield will be there. Again, Masad Ayoub will be right before me on Saturday at 2. I'm on at 3. So make sure to head out there if you're going to be at that huge event at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. Quickly, the Alabama teen that I was just talking about has been suspended for 1 year. Her family now, this poor girl, the individuals who brought the squirt gun to school and duped her into putting it in her backpack, have had zero disciplinary action taken against them. So our fingers crossed for her. Her family is threatening to sue to get this little girl, 16-year-old girl's life back in line. All right, Kurt Schilling, back to the media.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. I got to believe there's something else to that story, okay?
I don't know.
A lot of things that we hear and read, because that, to me, on its face, that's a lawsuit. I mean, that's a massive lawsuit.
And yes.
I mean, that is to me, feels like going, you know, that's the United Airlines beating the hell out of somebody, dragging them off the plane, resolution to an event that there's got to be something else there.
You know, I've looked at three different reports searching for that same thing you're trying to find here, and I can't find it yet. Now, there probably is something going to pop up, but you're right. This is a lawsuit. The family is threatening
right.
to
well,
sue
again,
right
hey,
now,
listen,
and we're going to read about it.
If there isn't something there, she's going to be very wealthy and buy her own college pretty soon. So good luck.
You better believe it. Yeah, but it's really incredible to me that the other players haven't been. So, right, we're going to keep our eye on that for sure. All right, let's go to media quickly, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And I am talking to great Kurt Schilling. The Whatever It Takes, Breitbart Radio, Breitbart. You can just check it out. Just go to Breitbart.com, and the Kurt Schilling Whatever It Takes radio program is right there. All you got to do is click it, 9 to 11 Eastern every single morning. It's great, and I participate with him on Tuesdays for Two-Way Tuesdays. Get to have a lot of fun together. Kurt.
Tomorrow is, by the way, tomorrow's Military Monday. We keep our lines open for the 2 hours to allow. We've had some servicemen and women from Kabul, Afghanistan call in, say hello to their families, and on the reverse, we've had people call in to say hello to their loved ones overseas. We do Military Monday every week, so.
Isn't that awesome, getting those calls in from the sandbox?
Oh,
I've had
God.
A couple of them on this. Isn't it great? It really is.
I am, you could say that I'm like a complete, like, idiot fan for the military. I grew up in the military family, and it's what I wanted to do before the Lord gave me the ability to throw a baseball rather quickly, kind of accurately. But I've been over to the Middle East twice on two tours, spent 20 days in theater, and it was the greatest time of my life. And, you know, I think, like you, I recognize the fact that the men and women that we honor for, like, 3 or 4 days a year with barbecues here, they're standing a post 24/7, 365. And I don't think we do enough in recognition as they serve and after they serve. And I want to see us do more.
Yeah, I don't think I question, boy, could we even do enough, you know, to ask that question rhetorically? I don't really think we can. But, my gosh, I know so many of them who have come home and some of them who come home wounded and scarred, and they're to see.
They never get back.
Right. It's just incredible. They're amazing, and it is great. I've had phone calls myself from them over there, and get the emails from them that are listening, gathered around computers, listening to us right now.
We've talked about this. A country that can't take care of its veterans can't take care of itself. And, nope. and the fact that 21 or 22 a day are committing suicide, and that our health care, I just saw Donald Trump passing legislation to allow veterans to get and families to get their health care where and when they choose, which is awesome. Too long coming. But yeah, let's get back to, I really, the Venezuela thing is something you mentioned earlier that I'm horrified by and fascinated at the same time.
It's a story that brings both of those emotions out. Real quick, though, are we losing Fox before we go to Venezuela? Are we losing Fox?
You know what? Yeah. If you listen to the Murdoch sons, they're nothing like their dad. They're Hollywood. They're socialites. I got to believe they're not real popular in the circles they want to be popular in if they're pushing their father's agenda. Who's the next guy to be in the crosshairs to get his butt kicked? It's got to be Sean Hannity, right?
It's got to be Sean. Yeah. If I was Sean, I'd be a little nervous.
If you listen to Sean, he's spent a lot of years in the crosshairs as well. But, excuse me, I think there's a concerted effort. No one knows if this sexual harassment thing with Bill O'Reilly has any teeth to it. They didn't even wait to find. I'm assuming it does, just because he left so quickly. It's amazing to me how quickly the media comes and goes. I mean, what was it? 9 women that were accusing President Trump of sexual assault before the election. They disappeared. Not physically, but they just stopped with whatever they were doing, because a lot of us were led to believe that was something the media pushed, and it didn't actually happen.
Yeah. And we're never it's really hard to make assumptions on some of these things. You know, the Bill O'Reilly thing that's going to go down as one of the great questions. Are we ever going to find out? Well, they paid out. People who have never sued or been sued don't understand. And I've been on both ends of that in business myself, and understand, while as angry as it makes you, that sometimes you have to pay out just to keep it from going to litigation that can cost you far much more. So, you know, that's a whole convoluted issue. I have no idea. But it concerns me a little bit. When I say we, I don't mean me and I don't mean you, Kurt. I mean we as a country. If we lose that one conservative, widely regarded as the conservative outlet, with the media the way it is today, we got bigger problems.
Well, you know, it's one of the reasons why I went to work for Breitbart. I've told people, you know, I don't have to work anymore. I was blessed to have a life and a career that we did well by. Even though I tried to start a company and lost a lot of money, we're still fine. I don't have to work. And number one, I don't have to work for people I don't respect, or with people I don't respect, or for them. And so Breitbart, to me, is one of the last two or three places. And it's funny, because you listen to the left and the reactions you get when you talk about Breitbart as honesty and as integrity. You know, it's obviously we're very conservative in our approach, but the news that we report is true. And that's what's happened and disappeared from the television. Is the news? We're not getting news anymore. It's all opinion,
no.
Which is fine. That's their prerogative. But when Rachel Maddow says she's just here to report the news, and she does nothing but give opinion, and
it's not news. It's not news. At that stage,
well,
at that
I
stage,
work with,
we all
I
lose.
Work with the people that are about news, and that truth and honesty is a deal. I tell everybody, I've challenged every single person that's come to me.
I need to stop you right there, brother. We're getting ready to take a break. We're going to continue with Kurt right after this. Don't go away. Kurt Schilling.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Check out Gun-Tote Mamas at the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo in Fort Worth. Meet Jennifer Wilhelm, one of the original Gun-Tote Mamas, who will demonstrate our new designs and help you find that perfect concealed carry option. Gun-Tote Mamas, the most respected concealed carry bag in the USA. Endorsed by top women's organizations like the Well-Armed Woman and A Girl and a Gun, we provide the highest quality at affordable prices with superior customer service. April 7th through the 9th in Fort Worth, let Gun-Tote Mamas help you take control in style.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Love that guy. Love that guy. Mike Gallagher, a good friend. Proud to be able to call him a friend. Great radio program. 9 o'clock to noon every day, Monday through Friday, the Mike Gallagher Show. Make sure to check it out. Back with Kurt Schilling, one final segment. Kurt, first, I apologize. I wasn't paying much attention to the clock, so I apologize for having to cut you off. All right, let's go to Venezuela quickly. AWR's writing about this. This is a really fascinating and really kind of bizarre story. Let me start with this. In 2012, Hugo Chavez, the strongman Venezuelan dictator, wiped out gun ownership and only allowed individuals, police, military, and certain security companies to possess firearms for the sole intent of disarming all people in the government, the socialist. Okay, this is the same goal, isn't it, of American socialists like Barack Obama and the rest of them?
Well, no, because when you listen to them talk about it, right, they're not trying to take your gun rights. They just want a more logical Second Amendment, even though we continue to try and explain to them you can't pass laws that criminals will follow. Criminals are criminals because they don't abide by the laws. But that was the first step, and I know people hate to use the comparison, but it absolutely fits. When you go back and look at the Weimar Republic in the early 1930s, the first step to the Nazi Party disarming the populace of Germany was to use the data the Weimar Republic acquired from gun owners in Germany.
That's right.
The gun, quote, registration. Now listen, Mark, I think we're in a world now, and I, First Amendment people and Second Amendment people might be upset about me saying this, but I'm okay with some sort of rational, logical, I don't know, what do you want to call it, response. I don't think you should just be able to buy a firearm willy-nilly, because I think we've proven as a society that we suck in a lot of different ways. But I got to tell you, the most responsible human beings I've ever met tend to be people that own a concealed carry license.
Of course.
And
the statistics, Kurt, bear that out. The stats bear that out time after time after time.
Exactly. Exactly right. They do. They bear it out. And in many ways, I don't know. I get offended by the fact that, and I'll say it. I just think that they're stupid. I think people on the left are intentionally and willfully ignorant about this, because it's the only way they can continue to have this conversation with us and not look stupid. Venezuela is a – listen, they have the largest oil reserves in the world. Their people, their police officers are eating from the garbage. This country, they have no gas. They have no food. And now the population – I said something yesterday on Twitter. The population has no – they have nothing to lose. This isn't a group of people with nothing to lose. This is a country that no longer has anything to lose. And that's kind of terrifying when you think about what that could mean for the rest of the world.
Why do you think – let's take that – let's move from Venezuela now over to – let me go to West Virginia. Let's go to Joe Manchin. Let's go to Joe Manchin in West Virginia. You mentioned that the left is willfully ignorant. One of my favorite sayings on this program for years is ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. So I loved when you said stupid, because I've been saying it for years.
Right.
You got to call the cake whatever the flavor of the icing is. If it's a chocolate cake, it's a chocolate cake. I mean, you can't, beat around that bush. If somebody's stupid, they're stupid. And you've got to question someone's intelligence that they can't figure out the difference between a criminal and a law-abiding citizen. This is not rocket science. No law is going to fix someone, all right? So let's go over to Joe Manchin, who should know better. Joe Manchin pushed for more gun control that would not have stopped Sandy Hook, yet he used Sandy Hook as an excuse to push new laws that wouldn't have stopped it. Is Joe Manchin willfully ignorant? Is this a bigger way to try to dupe people into pushing an agenda, or is he stupid? What's got to be one of the three?
No, yes is the answer. Yes. He's all of those things. And because you can't get to this point in the conversation, Mark, rationally. There's no logical path to get here. Listen, I would tell you, and I tell this to all the people that are anti-Second Amendment, go find me a newspaper article of the last member of the NRA that committed a mass murder. The last member or the last person that went and bought and did not break any laws legally buying a firearm. Because a lot of the things that they want you to believe are that, our president said it. It's easier to buy a firearm than it is to check out a library book. No, it's not. It's a lie. So any time we get this in-depth with the conversation, Mark, you and I both know there's no logical, rational path to this discussion. Because to get here, you have to be irrational in the way you think. And that's why it's so hard to have these debates.
Yeah, because it's not really a debate, is it? It's not really a debate, Kurt.
That's what I'm asking you.
Right. Yeah, it's really not a debate. You can't. Yeah, okay, boy, not enough time to go down that hole, but boy, we sure could. My gosh, would I love to talk with you about that. Let's go to, because let's stay on the subject of the Democrat irrationality. Let's stay on the illogical argument, if you will, that they tried to do. You got a pro-gun. AWR Hawkins is writing about this at Breitbart right now. You can follow him at AWR Hawkins on Twitter, or just go to Breitbart.com and read everything that he writes. It's all right there for you, or Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins, and you can hear him here every week. Pro-gun control Montana Democrat presents himself as pro-gun for special election. Now, this is flat out the agenda push. He's out there right now. Montana, you're listening in several cities right now to this broadcast. I hope you're paying very careful attention and not going to get duped, because all these Democrats, Kurt, get money from the outside to push an agenda that isn't reflecting the will of the people in the state of Montana, yet they get millions of dollars. You see John Ossoff down here in Georgia, same thing, outside money coming at him to the tune of $8 million to try to dupe people into voting for him. Meanwhile, he switches gears and wants to push a gun control agenda after the fact. Who votes for this stuff, and how do they arrive at it?
But I, you, isn't that what you're supposed to be doing? What I'm supposed to be doing is keeping people
I would hope.
Informed? I mean, listen, we just watched 8 years of these tough, badass Republicans saying, you know, we're going to repeal Obamacare. 60 times they voted to do it. Then when it actually came to be, when they
couldn't
actually had a chance to vote and repeal it, what did they do? They went spineless on us. This is no different. Anybody that is, and that's why I trust and I you know, I watch and listen to things like this, and I listen to what the NRA and the CCA and all these companies, because they have people that are involved in all of this intimately and from an informative standpoint. I don't want to know what your campaign promise is. I want to know what you've done in the past.
What's being done on the street? Kurt, we're getting ready to end this hour. First off, real quick, tell people where they can go to find you again for what to listen to whatever it takes.
My show is daily on Breitbart.com, 9 to 11 Eastern. Go to the website, click on the show, whatever it takes. You can listen. We're getting the video and everything set up on the website. I have tomorrow's Military Monday. We do Second Amendment Tuesday. We honor first responders on Friday. Also getting ready to hopefully launch a television show that is still under wraps, but I want to get back in and stay involved in sports because that's what I know and I enjoy. So, in the meantime, I'm watching hockey, baby. The playoffs.
There you go.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, the Rangers game yesterday was huge too. I had to have to tell you I was watching that one as well. Hey, Kurt, thank you very much. By the way, I think you're going to be at Capitals, right? Real quick.
Okay, sure.
All right. Kurt,
always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll see you on Tuesday, 2A Tuesday. All right, whatever it takes with the great Kurt Schilling. He's fighting for your rights, man. He's out there doing it every single day on radio. Gotta love it. 9 to 11. Make sure to tune him in on whatever it takes. We come back. Andrew Brank is going to be here, and the captain, Matt Bruce. Remember, carry on. Carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Don't be that person caught in a gun-free zone. We'll see you in the next few minutes.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.